Hey guys, Riot Podcast here, where the good times never stop because you can just hit repeat.
Keep going and going and going.
So much of the funs. So much of the funs. So,
in this podcast?
Just want to go straight to that?
Unless you want to do any chit-chatter.
Just jump right in?
I wasn't sure.
Okay, here's what I'm seeing. Detail-oriented people.
This is an interesting one.
We start off with that.
What would you do?
I spent last night with a detail-oriented person, and
not like you.
Not like me, where I'm just like, come on, let's figure it out when we get there. Who cares? Come on.
We don't need a rundown.
It doesn't matter. Let's go.
Let's just do it.
Tabasco sauce.
A new Tabasco sauce from the company.
Celebrities and their money, Gators, Black Fridays, McDonald's, T2 Arms, and donut shops. And hey, if you know you feel like this podcast isn't enough for you, I want you to know Nikki and I have more stuffs for you.
We do. If you go to Radio U Riot on Facebook, like we encourage you often, you should be subscribed there. If you go to the page, you'll see yesterday OB spent some time playing Destiny 2.
Destiny 2. Very good,
yes,
Nikki.
Thank you. I was watching something else. I was watching a trailer which featured a character from Hellboy.
Yes.
And for a minute, I was like, Hellboy 2. I was like, no, It's Destiny 2. And you have a chance to watch him as he plays some of the beta yesterday.
Yeah, it's great. It's great, and it's not great, and is it great, but I still want to play it.
You'll want to watch to find out.
Yeah, you'll see it. And Nikki, I didn't talk about him on the show this morning, but I feel like Destiny 2 features space hamsters.
It does?
I think it does.
Okay.
I think the guys look like they have hamster heads.
Really?
They look like a little hamster with like
are
the white stripe and then the two color.
Like it's a different,
I don't know what
it's
they
an
are.
Alien or
they
something.
They yell out whatever their name is. They really don't look like hamsters, but they feel like hamsters to me.
Well, that's all
so
that matters.
I call them that a lot.
Okay, so that's in the Radio U Riot Facebook page, or of course Radio U Riot on YouTube. That will be posted there too.
Space hamsters. Shooting them. Why would you shoot a space hamster? Listen, I'm telling you right now, if you were like to scale and a hamster was like 3 or 4 times bigger than you were.
Yes, you would.
You'd be running around getting cover, shooting that thing, throwing grenades. Like you'd be terrified. Really. Why are we talking about this? Enjoy the podcast.
Have a wonderful day.
It's The Riot.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with you.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar, because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie, so.
The Riot, Radio U.
I had this thought, I realize this is super random, but you know like when you're applying for a job and they ask you the question, are you a detail-oriented person?
Yeah, you normally get asked that.
Right. What do you do when you're not? Because, because just to be clear, I haven't applied anywhere, whatever, but I just was thinking about that because I recently had the opportunity to ask somebody that question or hear someone ask that question. Like, are you a detail-oriented person? Now, basically, if you say no, they're not going to hire you.
Sure.
If you say no, you're like, no, I'm not really into details. They'll be like, well, we can't hire this person. They're not a detail-oriented person. But what do you do?
You have to decide if you're going to lie.
If you're not a detail-oriented person.
Then you have to answer back the strengths of the details that you can handle.
If I went and applied for a job, I would have to lie to them.
Yeah,
because
people,
they would say,
people do that all the time.
Are you a detail-oriented person? And I'd be like, well, I don't know. If detail-oriented was a sliding scale, a score, as it were, I could probably reach the 80 to 85th percentile.
Is that what you're looking for?
Like, can you accept that? Because I'll tell you right now, I'm not in the 95th percentile or anywhere above there. In fact, 90 would be a real stretch, and that's going to be on a good day. And I just began... I think of the weirdest stuff on my way in here.
Well, you have a drive.
I do. And so I just began thinking about the idea of what a train wreck applying for a job is. You go in, they're looking for something. They already know you're not the person that they're going to hire. But, you know, you spend all this time talking to them. They ask you all these questions that you have to lie to because, like, it's not real. Like, hey, do you have any experience? It's like, we want you to have experience in X, and all you have is Y experience. You're like, let me explain to you why Y is really X. Okay.
Why you're going to be excited to hear that.
Here's
I have experience
thing.
Over here.
I have been sweeping the floor for the last year, which is why I'm fully capable of handling this nuclear reactor. Because I had to manage a lot of details when I was sweeping. Like, I got to make sure I get that cigarette butt. And so look at, I'm a detail-oriented person.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Pull from your strengths, all right?
It's just crazy. I don't know why I was thinking about it, but just the idea of somebody looking at me going, no, are you detail-oriented? And me having to be like, oh, yeah. I'm so detail-oriented.
Yes, I am.
Wow. You know, I spent an hour this morning planning out exactly what I was going to wear.
to the T.
The whole thing. I mean, like, when I go on road trips, I've got to plan down to the minute. I know where the stops are going to be. I know everything. I never go anywhere without a very detailed plan in which I have explored all of the possibilities and made allowances for them.
Well, we've met a lot of people who were not as detail oriented, but they have strengths in other areas, and you know, you make it work for whatever job.
I don't know how I got this job.
We didn't ask that question back then.
I don't know how I got this job. I just know that if I had to get another one, I couldn't. Because if I decided to be an ethical, honest person, they would ask me questions like that, which would lead to me going, what? What?
No, that's when you turn it back on them. It's like, well, are you detailed oriented?
Oh, that's perfect. It's like, well, what do you consider to be a detail oriented
person?
Get it
back on their side, and then they'll start talking, and before you know it, you're on to the next question.
Spend 20 minutes with a counter questions, yeah. And then eventually they forget.
And then they never realize they never got the answer.
But then they go, see how detail-oriented he was? He really wanted to define the question.
And he listened.
That goat farm is looking more and more likely every day. It's the worst of the riot.
I've got a list of people here, and I want to know if you think they're detail-oriented.
See our previous conversation.
Yes. These are the top 10 money-earning celebrities of last year. So, you know, it takes a year to find out what money they made last year. So your 2016 list is what you see in 2017. So your top 10 earning celebrities in TV, according to Forbes. Let's just hit a couple of these. Steve Harvey at number 10.
Okay.
$42.5 million.
That's a lot more than I would think.
It is, but doesn't he have like three shows?
And probably a production company that does other stuff too.
Okay, so I just want to contrast him at number 10 with Jerry Seinfeld at number 3, who made $69 million, and he does what? Nothing?
Now, that's not true. I mean, he
produces some stuff.
He has some other stuff that, yes, again, brings him in money, but most of his stuff is just from Seinfeld things, right?
I guess.
I assume.
I mean, he's not hosting three shows running from soundstage to soundstage.
But I think he does more than we think he does.
Okay, that may be true. All right, number 8, Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
$45.5 million.
That's so much money in a year?
Yeah.
In a year.
$45.5 million for like, look at my butt on Instagram.
Maybe we should extend the same courtesy. Maybe she does more behind the scenes than we realize.
That, you know what, that's
same
entirely...
courtesy that we give Jerry Seinfeld.
Is it courtesy?
I think so.
All right. Ryan Seacrest.
Now, I feel like he works...
Same thing.
He works
that
a lot.
That guy works hard. He hosts a morning show. He's on...
He does radio.
Right. That's sort of like... Okay, well, that's actually what I meant when I said morning show. But you're right. He hosts a morning show and a morning show.
Yeah, he does both.
He does radio
TV.
And then I think he does something else along with that. Gordon Ramsay, number 4, $60 million. Ellen, at number 2... $77 million.
So much millions.
And for her, I mean, again, we don't know what people do as far as producing behind the scenes, but she only hosts one show.
Yes, but right.
It is the show.
Her company has other things.
Sure.
So I think that's what we need. Like, we can still host a show, but we need other things
stuff
behind the scenes to be making money.
But I'm not detail oriented, so I can't.
I'll try to handle that side.
See, Nikki's already covering that detail. So who do you think is the top paid, according to Forbes, the top paid TV celebrity?
Is it the one guy then who used to be with Ryan Seacrest? I feel like he doesn't do a lot.
Oh, Simon Cowell?
Yeah.
No, he showed up at number 9 on
number
this
nine.
List.
Number 9? Gosh, who else is there? I guess I wasn't...
He does a show every day.
Does a show every day?
Every day he holds hands with his wife and walks off the set.
I should know that, but I don't.
It's Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil? Oh, I did not know that. I did not. I was thinking late night. So does Jimmy Fallon do that? That
he
sounds sweet.
Do that. It's very
okay,
nice.
So no, he gets the most.
Yep. He does. And think
about syndicated daytime television stuff.
There's big money there.
There's bank in that.
Well, think about this, though. Like, in those top 10, none of the late night hosts made that list.
Yeah, I don't think they get paid as much.
I'm sure they get paid several million dollars a year, but not $79 million a year. Yeah. Dr. Phil.
Money's in daytime, apps, behind the scenes stuff, and production companies.
All right. Well, Nikki, could we go over that list after the show?
Yeah, we'll just start working on one of those.
Can we talk about it?
We are now going to move to daytime syndication, okay?
Yes. I'm going to be Dr. Phil.
Are there still soap operas on? You'll get that. You'll get Prices Right and then us.
I could be Dr. Phil, interview people, and then give you a top four list of how to lose weight or get along. I can do that.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Tabasco has unveiled, they say, their hottest sauce so far.
So Tabasco's not really hot.
It's not.
But they have something else. Like,
it has a spice to it.
Sure, but it's not like the ghost pepper sauce.
Well, no, you're not going to immediately start hiccuping once you put it on something. You're right about that. So this new one, it's the,
The scorpion sauce. That's a nice name.
Mm-hmm. So they say it's 20 times hotter than standard Tabasco.
That could work.
A tangy sauce with untamed heat and a touch of Caribbean sweetness.
I like the packaging for it.
It just looks like Tabasco.
No, like it's a different label.
Like slightly different color.
Yeah, but
to let you know that you're not just getting Tabasco.
To let you know there's a warning that this is hot stuff.
Hey, did you
Are
see
you
it?
A scorpion?
Let's see. They actually offer, so there's scorpion, then they also have green jalapeno, chipotle, buffalo style, habanero, garlic pepper, sweet and spicy, and sriracha.
I'm not spending enough time in the sauce aisle. I did not know most of those they covered.
I didn't know that at all. I don't put Tabasco on anything.
They don't want you to hear you say that.
I don't.
Normally, that's not anywhere. Sriracha, yes.
Yeah.
But outside of that, really nothing much.
Sriracha, I feel like I don't put on things as much as I put in things. Like, hey, I'm making something, I put some sriracha in it. Like, I didn't get sriracha, like, for my eggs or something. I mean, for eggs, obviously, I'm using barbecue or an A1. Those are both delicious in eggs.
Of course, you could do that too.
Not many of you think that's not true, but I promise you it is.
If you have Tabasco sauce a lot and you're like, man, I wish I could have something that was 20 times hotter than this, then I'd be really happy. Now you have the scorpion sauce.
Plus, it comes in that Tabasco-shaped bottle that you're so fond of.
With a warning label, so just be aware.
Where are you at on hot stuff? Yes? No?
I actually like spicy food,
yes.
But not necessarily... like hot food, hot sauces.
Okay.
I like if the actual meal itself has some spice.
Sure.
But I don't like just adding a dash of sauce to it to make that happen.
Okay. That sounds good. I am with you. I love a lot of spicy things. Like, mm-hmm. if you take me to a place where I can make my own food, like, I'm putting a lot of spice in it.
You'll add a lot to it.
The kind that makes people go, why do you even do that? But I like it.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we'd like the scorpion sauce. We'll put that as possibly a taste test.
Maybe we would.
Nothing like having a little hot sauce early in the morning.
The worst of the riot has no expiration date. It's born spoiled. It's the riot on Radio U.
Lucky number 13, people. Step right up. Lucky number 13. 13 days without soda.
I was wondering. I was like, "What's 13 about?"
Lucky number 13.
Are you? Because again, if you've not been with us the last 13 days, OB had done a cleanse where you take away a lot of the food that you eat, and then you slowly
the things that make you happy
reintroduce them back to see if you have any problems with any of those foods. But you have to introduce them back kind of one at a time. But really, you're not supposed to introduce back soda because
ever
that kind of breaks all the rules.
Here's what I've discovered, and it's a little disturbing, but this is honest, is that soda is an emotional crutch for me.
Is it? More
yes.
than just, you know,
more than I realized.
Just a beverage.
So like tonight or last night, I had this thing that kept me out later than normal, which kept me up later than normal. So I didn't get as much sleep as I normally would. So a little grumpy because, you know, you wake up, you didn't get enough sleep. Normally what I would do is this would be the kind of morning where I'd say, you know what? I don't do this every day, but I'll just slide on over and get myself a really big soda.
Just something to freshen you up this morning.
It would be some sugar and some caffeine and some whatever, and I would just, that would be like my little treat for the hard work I put in sitting there last night listening. And this morning I can't have that. So I just have to face the consequences alone. Now, I do have coffee, which is great.
Thankfully, and you at least, I mean, if you can imagine if you had to take that away too, you would not be doing this.
Real talk, I don't think I could swing it. I don't think the show could handle it.
I
can only quit so many things at once. I need some time. But again, it's almost a little embarrassing. Like when I look at myself and I'm like, man, are you for real right now?
You can't handle not having your sippy cup.
Are you telling me that soda was an emotional crutch for you? That it got you through? That you leaned on it when times were hard? You're pathetic. And then the other part of me is just crying while it yells at it.
Aw.
It's rough, dude.
With a cleanse, though, the soda didn't really bother you of not having it until, nope, like, 10.
It's been way more this week.
Yeah.
Where my body was just like, well, we had fun last week, but where's the soda?
Now we're breaking down because they feel like your body's freaking out because it knows it's serious. Like it's not doing it and it thought it was just playing a game for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So now it's like, wait a minute. You didn't say this is for real.
Yeah, it's something.
But is it getting better? Are you not as agitated or are you just tired from yesterday?
Like, honest to goodness, it comes in waves. Mm. Like, I will have these moments. And the other thing is that I just get irritated fast about things that I feel like aren't worth it. But in the moment, it's very hard to, like, make that distinction. Like, something happens, I get really mad, and it's just like, dude, you know this isn't worth it. What do you know about it?
You got a lot of inner dialogue going on.
Well, I talk to myself all day, which is why this show is so easy. But man, it's real.
Sure.
Like, I'm looking for, you know, not all crutches are for your legs. Some of them are for,
well, a lot of people mentioned try like a sparkling water or a flavored water that might do the trick for you.
I might do that today, but I, you know,
maybe
what?
You could get a Mountain Dew flavored water.
Don't say it. I'd take a Mountain Lightning right now if I had to.
You'd take anything.
I'd settle for that.
You'd lick it off the ground.
I would. It's fine.
Yeah,
dude, it's tough, man. I guess I'm saying this to say, if you're quitting something, I'm hugging you right now. I'm hugging you. We're in this together.
No matter what day number you're on.
And if you're thinking about starting something, I want you to look me in the eye right now. Eye to eye, person to person.
Look at both both sides of the stereo.
All right, mono e persono. Don't do it. Don't. Do not do it. Don't start. Is it? It's hard to stop.
Hey, it's been impressive, though, to see you be so strong.
Hey, I'm standing strong. I sat across from people drinking soda and eating pizza for 3 hours last night, and I was like, you know what? It's cool. I had baked some vegetables before I came.
Doing
so
fine.
I'll just drink this water here. It's delicious.
It's not even sparkling, and there is no flavor.
Hey, kids, this is nature's nectar I got over here, so don't you worry yourself about me.
Well, you're doing very well.
I'm doing great.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
Hey, anybody like to go to McDonald's? Maybe get yourself a little something? The 99-cent sodas, depending on your region, of course.
You might want to hear this then. Though I assume, again, no matter what, if this is about McDonald's, you know it's probably everywhere else too.
Well, if this makes you feel any better, this is about McDonald's, Burger King, and KFC in the UK.
So maybe
we're
exempt from this?
I am sure that our forefathers fought and bled and died
to
so
have a cleaner
that we
experience.
Would not be like the McDonald's and the KFC and the Burger King in the UK. That's what this
USA.
Country was founded on.
USA.
So, I mean, it's another country.
Yeah.
With different laws. And as far as everything I've ever seen here makes me believe that our fast food establishments
are
staffed by some of the most fastidious, conscientious individuals among us.
Who are happy to be working there and taking it day by day and making the best experience.
I know it's true because my friend Paul worked at McDonald's and he was very lazy. Well, not really. He had a job.
Now, I saw the headline for this story, so I unfortunately know what's coming.
All right. Well,
but not the
deal.
Details.
The BBC went around and they did some sampling and they were like, hey, 10 different McDonald's, 10 different KFCs, 10 different Burger Kings. Here's what they found. They did some testing. to see, like, what's in the ice? All right, not because, you know, if you test different sodas, you might be like, well, you know, that that came from the factory where it comes in this
the
box
syrup.
And it's in the syrups in the box and we hook it up. And so, no.
This is what water source they are using.
Yeah. I mean, you guys know where this is headed, right? They were like, what's this? Oh, that tube is from, sometimes if we don't have enough water, when you flush, we put it in the ice.
They were saying that was it just number two or one as well?
Well, I was just getting two.
Two, okay.
Bacteria found in two was found in one
was
soda.
Was found in the dew.
Two in the dew.
There's something right there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how else you can use that during your day, but try to get that one out.
It works like this. 30% of the McDonald's, 60% of the Burger King, and 70% of the KFC.
And the ice?
USA! USA! That's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
But this is in the UK.
Yeah.
So they were saying that there's the stuff and the stuff and the stuff.
Two in the dew. They say when they say they ran lab tests on the ice, and so that's a thing.
It's just, right, we all know. Deep down, we all know wherever we eat at, no matter what you're thinking. Though this is the most organic, vegan, etc., etc. No, everything, every place, there's something somewhere.
Well, I mean, I think it's okay as long as it's organic. At certain right. No,
every place there's poop and something.
There's two in the dew.
There's two in the dew. And it's like, I'll eat at home then. Nope. And the stuff you buy, still there. Everywhere. Just, I don't know what we're supposed to do about it.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Let's
accept it?
I wasn't going to say that. I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say, let's just have a complete change of subject.
Sure.
You ready? Like, let's go over here.
Well, let me just make one point, though, or one statement.
Okay.
I am nervous for our boss, who spends a good portion of the day.
I thought about him, too.
He chews ice, and quite frequently, he does. And that makes me worry about him. So, that's all I want to leave this at.
What I want to say, I can't say.
You can't say it out loud. Okay,
let's call it a deucicle. That's what he's getting.
That's what he's getting.
Every day, and he's over there like...
And now I can't have him do that in meetings if we're there, because I'm going to want to throw up.
You know what you're chewing on, don't you?
Do you?
You know what you're chewing on?
Did you see this study on in the UK?
You see what the beep said about the Burger King?
Oh, well, sorry, guys. You had to hear it, too, if you... had somehow learned about that.
Hey, they came for this, Nikki. They did.
The part that keeps me up at night, we paid them for this. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Nikki, what is 806 pounds, 12 feet, 10 inches long, and lives in South Carolina? Your mom!
I was going to say an alligator.
Yeah, it's an alligator.
Yeah, that's what I assumed.
That is a big alligator.
That is.
12 feet, 10 inches long. That is, if I laid down and then Eric put his feet on my head and he laid down.
Yeah.
I believe that is...
That'd be about it.
Roughly how... Like, it would actually be just a little bit taller than that.
And how much weight-wise?
806 pounds. Though I... Okay. He's a little sensitive about his weight.
Oh, is he?
And so
all
this publicity that he's been getting about his weight.
Is he overweight for an alligator? Is that what they're talking about? Or they want to capture him and move him? Or what are they doing?
Well, here's the thing, Nikki. I said he's sensitive about his weight. But what I really meant was he was sensitive about his weight.
Did he lose weight? Oh, congratulations. Oh, it finally worked. See, if we just work hard like Mr. Alligator.
He gave up the Mountain Dew and the French fries, and like he is now he's a svelte 798.
He's happier than he's ever been.
You know, he hasn't been below 800 in like 3 or 4 years.
Since middle school for him. Yeah, so congratulations.
It's really, really tough. But, you know, he applied himself. He focused.
Yeah, I mean, if it shows anything, it shows that anyone can do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you saying, though, that he died? And is that the only way we can all lose the weight?
Oh, he's dead.
He's dead.
He's
what
dead,
happened
Jim?
To him?
Well, Jonathan Smith and fiance Melissa Davis.
That's what happened?
they say, several hours fighting it, pulling it out of the lake.
Well, wait. Why were they in the lake to get him, or did he encroach on their time and was trying to hurt them? Or
seems to me like they were there to get him.
To catch him.
Yeah, like I don't think they were, you know, just swimming and they were like, I'm gonna wrestle me a gator. I think they had some equipment.
Sure.
So they do say that some people are like, hey, this is one of the largest alligators ever. There's no official listing from the Department of Natural Resources in South Carolina. And there are no scales. So, like, this is an estimate of what he weighed. They didn't take his dead body down to the truck thing and weigh him
on there.
Yeah.
Boy, if you Google 800-pound alligators, man, these things are massive, and there's a lot of them.
Terrifying.
And they're all dead in these pictures.
Like, if you would get a good look at how big it really is.
You'd have no, like, you can't even comprehend it.
You've got no perspective on it right now. Even the photos, you're like, well, that's not real. That's like that time they made Frodo look small next to Gandalf.
That's it. It's
forced
movie magic.
Perspective. Aww, no, it's
poor,
real.
Poor gator.
So let's see. What else we got? Wow, they caught one in Massachusetts. This was 6 years ago. That was over 1,000 pounds. That was in Lake Marion.
Gators in Massachusetts?
They said the gator's going to be stuffed and it will be donated to charity. This is why you can't swim in freshwater. You can't swim in salt water because sharks, freshwater because gators. That's why I need a pool. And yes, there's always the risk of getting hosed down with somebody's personal rinse. But
I'd take that over this any day.
Since I'm getting my soda from McDonald's and I don't know what's in the ice.
It's might perfectly
as well,
fine.
I might as well just go ahead.
Oh, this guy, the picture that I'm looking at, they hung up the alligator after he died.
Yeah.
And this isn't those people, but when I Googled it, and he's holding his hand up like to high five, the thing is dead. Like, that's trolling the poor dead alligator.
Well, at least he's dead, Nikki.
Yeah.
I mean, when they're trolling him. Because if he'd been alive.
Well, it really would have hurt his feelings.
Well, you wouldn't have had the courage to pull a little stunt like that when he was still snapping those jaws.
True.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. We've got a Christmas in July channel happening right now at radiou.com. You've also got it happening on our Roku channel and on the Radio U app. It's hosted right. by The Riot.
Yep, and Christmas music, and it's okay to listen to because it's Christmas in July.
It is.
Now, Nikki, but that's only through the end of the month.
Look at the date.
Yes.
July 20th.
Yes.
Okay, which means that Christmas in July, quote unquote, if you're a stickler for dates, it's technically next Tuesday.
That it goes away?
No, that it is Christmas in July because
sure,
it's July 25th.
Gotcha.
And so I see that some people hold to that. Now, what happens between Thanksgiving and Christmas, the day after Thanksgiving?
You've got Black Friday sales, deals, mm-hmm. wheels and deals.
So guess what I got in my email inbox moments ago?
Did you get a deal for next Tuesday?
Black Friday in July. Email.
And basically,
that's almost as dumb as Amazon Prime Day.
You just take all the words and put them together, you know, and then that way you've got one big sale.
Black Friday, Hanukkah in July, Christmas Kwanzaa sale
mm-hmm.
with Thanksgiving to follow. That's like, what? Thanksgiving in August. Now, I shouldn't be, you know, throwing too many stones because obviously we're celebrating Christmas in July officially. So I should be like, oh, it's good. That's exciting. But I don't know if I need any Black Friday in July. Nikki, should we buy something?
Well, I'll have to wait and see what the deals are next week, okay. Unless they've already included them in some of the emails.
I got to tell you, my Black Friday in July thing says that I'm getting exclusive access for the next 18 hours or something before it's made public.
My gosh, you need to click on that.
It's early access to a Black Friday in July sale.
How did you get that?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this right now. Something about it that does really frustrate me, and I'm looking at you, Best Buy and Ubisoft and whoever, they have a Star Trek virtual reality game.
Sure.
And I really want to play it, and it's $50.
Yeah.
Now, there's a certain cheapskate in the room who will remain nameless, but he feels that $50 may be a little bit much to pay for this game.
Well, is it on Black Friday, Christmas in July sale?
If I had PlayStation VR, I could get it for as low as $23.99, which seems reasonable.
Does it?
It does. It actually
it
does.
Okay. Like, for a virtual reality game, you're right. Those are a little bit expensive.
You know what, Nikki? Those characters we play on the radio, you know, two friends just chatting about Black Friday and July early access sales.
Yes.
$23.99, I feel, is pretty
good. Reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay, but the one that you need is not on sale.
No, that would be the PC version, which I believe never goes on sale as long as we all shall live. Amen. So...
you got to realize is if you're going to save enough on other stuff that you need to where you can then have the $50 to buy the game that you want.
Yeah. So they're not selling anything I need. So the math's not going to work out.
It's not going to work out. Well, maybe at Christmas, real Christmas, you'll get it.
Yeah. Okay.
Your birthday's coming up.
It sure is. But
why don't you save up for that? Oh, that's like a we'll see.
Yeah. It's a we'll see. It's a definite we'll see.
Starting your day with the worst of the riot is a great idea because it's guaranteed to get better from here. It's the Riot on Radio U.
All right, Nikki, I'm going to give you an option. I have either discovered maybe the answer to what we were looking for in my basement yesterday.
Yeah.
Or a video game that makes my $50 Star Trek want seem reasonable.
Let's go to your basement. You described yesterday you have, you moved your office at home down to your basement.
Yes, it's wonderful.
So you have more space and there is I guess I can't picture what it is, but you said like part of the wall comes out like a box a little bit.
Let me see. I sent Eric pictures the other day.
And it you can put something
on it,
but
pictures.
The question is, what do you want to put on it? So, like, you can decorate it or I don't know what else.
So. Yeah, so it's basically like a little part of the wall that comes out and it's...
Like a shelf then, or...?
Yes. Okay, you can see it in this picture, actually. If you look next to my... Here, Nikki, I'm going to hand you the phone and see if you describe it better than
I can. If I can describe it
can
better
you
than
see
you?
It next to the speaker?
Next to the speaker. It just looks like a shadow.
Oh, well, see, that's actually a shelf. It's like a...
It
no, really.
Like, okay.
I understand why
it's
you're
like
saying
a
that.
Pedestal shelf.
Yeah,
sort
it's
of
almost
thing.
Like a pedestal. It's
like if you go to an art gallery and they have like a sculpture, like
a
there's a long,
you,
tall pedestal. Okay, so well, that's
it's
interesting.
It's like 3 feet off the floor.
Yeah,
and
right
it's
next
got,
to your TV.
It's got clearance for probably I can't remember how tall the ceiling is, but there's actually something. I'd say I probably have 3 feet of clearance, maybe four.
The only hard thing is to figure out what to put there is the fact that it is so close to the TV. So someone had an amazing idea of like an arcade machine or some sort of tabletop arcade one, but your screen's right next to it. So it's not an optimal place for it.
Okay, so we had a text message that came yesterday when we were talking about it.
Of what to put there.
Yes, and they said that what I should do is... I should get a movie replica. If you've ever seen Terminator 2, and I've realized, Nikki, that you haven't.
I don't think so.
And some of you have not. There's a key scene in that movie that revolves around a Terminator's hand. And
yeah.
So it just looks like a bony hand, but it's metal. So like Terminator endoskeleton hand. And it's like, well, you should get one of those and put it in the corner. I'm like, well, how am I going to do that? Well,
look at the news.
Guess what?
13 hours ago, this was announced.
They just announced that they were going to release Terminator 2. First off, that's going to be out in theaters for like a couple weeks next month.
Terminator 2, like for...
They've upconverted or whatever. It's in 3D. Mm. So they're doing that. But then they're also releasing it on 4K Blu-ray. And for $175, Nikki...
Oh, you can have the life-size T-800?
Hand.
And
they're selling
arm.
The hand, Nikki. I
could
buy the
it.
Hand and I could put it on the thing.
Oh my gosh, the person was right. This would be perfect for your corner. Yeah. Especially because if you imagine the lights are low because the TV's on and you're watching something, and then right in the corner you just see this hand and the shadow
hand.
Of it. So
there's
that'd be awesome.
Hand. I don't want that hand in the corner. It's too creepy.
Well, when you walk down, it might be weird at first.
You're like, oh yes, that's one of my vanquished enemies. I melted the flesh off and kept their endoskeleton, and I put it on display here in the corner.
If you'd like to buy it, it'll cost you $175.
No big deal. And you'll also, let's be clear, get a copy on Blu-ray and 4K Blu-ray of Terminator 2.
If you had money to burn, that'd be interesting to put there. If not, you might find something else.
Seems to me if I had money to burn, like if all of the sudden we have said that we're willing to spend $175, which up until this point was an absurd amount of money that we would spend, now I feel like that really opens the playing field.
For some of the audience.
Really opens the playing field.
This might be for us more like, this is our art. You know how some people drop like $10, $20, $100,000 in an art piece?
I've heard of people doing that. I've never done that.
This is like the gallery.
Yeah. Nope. I'm going to need a different piece of art for that particular part of the gallery.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's the Riot on Radio U.
I love a lot of things in this life, but none of them do I love in the same special way that I love donuts.
It's a favorite.
I love donuts, and I love the people that make them. You're good people, and I want you to know that with all the things you could be doing, you're really serving society when you make that donut. You're making, not a lot of people can manufacture happiness, but I feel like you can say that
you're doing
you do.
Something special.
Something's happening, okay? Because, I mean, when I take a bite of that donut and the dopamine rush just comes, you know? I mean, come on, it's real.
Is there donut news?
Well, I mean, there is and there isn't. Here we've got a guy in Virginia, Chesapeake, Virginia. He's 26 years old, and his name's Alan. And look, Alan's a big fan of Amazing Glazed. It's a good name.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's the best donut name I've ever heard.
Donut, like donut shop name or the donut, like it has that.
Well, what's that one over on Johnstown Road?
Which one?
That's Amazing Glaze.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
If we were in Chesapeake, you would have been like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the donut place.
Johnstown Road. Okay. Sure. I know where that is. Well, Amazing Glaze got robbed by Alan. That was on Sunday at about 12:40. And he went in. His face was covered. He had a knife and
sugar.
It was a mask, but you know what? I know where you're going with that.
Yeah, I know. It'd be great, though, if that was it.
I think what you're saying is his face was not the only one that was covered.
Sure.
Yeah. And then he robbed them. Now, how much? It doesn't say. Just how much do you think if you're robbing a donut shop?
Well, the problem
is, how much are you getting?
Who's paying with cash nowadays? The percentage is so small.
It has to be small.
And, you know, donuts are not very expensive.
No.
So there's not going to be a lot of cash there. I would say maybe $50 tops.
I was going to say $100 if you were lucky, but you know what? You're probably
like
more
maybe
correct.
If you hit it in the morning when most people are coming, they have a bigger amount in there, but I don't know.
This guy's going at 12:40.
I feel like you're wasting time.
They've done a register drop by then.
Sure.
I mean, come on. So, all right, there's that. 2 days later, well, Alan got away. And 2 days later, this would be on, a Tuesday at about 4 o'clock? He was back in there.
For another run?
Yeah. And he went ahead and robbed that donut shop again because he got so much money the first time.
Actually, no, now he needed to come back because he needed more.
He walked in with a covered face and a knife and demanded cash.
Not supposed to go back to the same place, guys.
Yeah, people saw him. Here's the other thing. Like, he ran away, so people just watched him run. And they watched him run until they saw him go in somewhere, called the police.
And then they told him where he was at.
Yeah, they got him this
Not
time.
Not the smartest.
But my thought, one, please don't hurt the donut people. Don't you understand? Didn't you hear what I said about them earlier? They're the people that are truly making a positive impact on society.
Don't go after them.
Don't hurt
don't
those people.
Don't scare them.
Yeah. One, and then two, look, if you're going to rob something like a donut shop, come on, donuts are a dollar. I mean, okay, admittedly, the last time I bought a dozen donuts at a time, I was like, what do you mean $14 for a dozen donuts?
Well, it depends on which style you're going for.
If
you want to Instagram your donuts, then those are going to be more expensive.
You're paying more.
If you're just going to eat and there's no line and no one, it's not like the new It place, then no, they're going to be very inexpensive.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know if this is a designer donut place or what, but I can't imagine. Risk versus reward, baby.
Not there.
It's not enough.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no!
I missed it. Do it again.
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
Let's call it a deucicle.